This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Hey, happy Friday. It's Joel. We're back. Yes, this has been an exciting week. I posted our first Tight 5 podcast on Wednesday and thought, hey, I have this other content. Why not share it with you? See what your feedback is. This is the Hot Breath Radio Hour. I would host a live podcast where comedians would perform, and then I interview them. I've got a couple in the chamber here, so I thought I'd start rolling these out. You know, I've mentioned before, I'm trying to build more of the community aspect of this and the network aspect of Hot Breath. So with this, I would love your feedback. What do you like? What do you don't like? Hey, Joel, maybe not sharing these again. Or, hey, Joel, we want to hear more of these. Actually, would you come to our town and do one of these? All of this, please reach out. Social media at Hot Breath Pod or hotbreathpod@gmail.com. I definitely love to connect. I need to connect. We've been getting a lot of great feedback from you lately, and I would love to hear more and more, and we can start to build this together. So that being said, enjoy the Hot Breath Radio Hour. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Hey. We're about to do a comedy show / podcast / yeah. All of it. This dude is going to perform. Who knows what's going to happen? But we had a good first. He tried out a joke on the other young lady here in the front row, and she told him it was terrible. So I think that's a good start. Another good start. You want to make sure at a comedy show you have as many whining children around as possible. That's an industry secret. I don't want to give away all the secrets and insights, but that's a big one here in the comedy world. It's like, where can you do a comedy show? Okay, well, first off, I only want there to be three walls. Can we make sure when we do this comedy show, I know there's a thing called comedy clubs that has four walls and a spotlight. You know what? I want to... Do you know any patios in the middle of summer? Do you know any patios in the summer? I may be able to convince us that we're not joking when we said we'll do a comedy show on them. Whoa. I don't know if people on the podcast heard that, but that was the beginning of a child abuse case. We are now all witnesses to a father going, go! It's like, no, she's actually a key player in this cast. Her whining was actually going to be nominated for Best Supporting Actress, but you just stunted her dreams. By saying go. Maybe he's saying like go deeper. Really get method with those cryings. Go back to the time I brought out the wooden spoon. Anybody else get the wooden spoon? Back in the day? We got me and the old guy are the only two people that got the wooden spoon. I guess that makes sense. My mom was old school. And single, so she kind of just had to do what she had to do. So, yeah, that's going to be good. Good reminder of why I don't want children. A dog is enough. I've had a dog for about 2 months. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good on taking care of other things. That's why I'm here. I'm like, you know what? I was with the dog all day. Another thing I meant to mention, and when you're looking for a good location for a comedy show, can I only have three walls, but I also want, there to be traffic. I want you to be able to hear cars as they drive by. Hey, How are you doing? Good? Thanks for stopping by. We're doing a comedy show here. We are just setting up. I'm going to face the camera this way so the empty seats are not shown. This is going to be good. Hey, you just stumbled into a happening right now. I will say shout out to the two ladies I met inside that said they were totally coming out here. Shout out to them and their overall honesty and support of the movement for the culture, you know, for the culture. Yeah, let's get an applause for them. Give them an applause. Shout out to honesty, you know. Shout out to honesty. My favorite part about people lying about coming out to the show is that there's windows. You can see them, like, just their lie grow bigger and bigger as they get smaller and smaller. As each window, they get further and further apart. For everybody on the podcast, let me just paint a little bit of a picture for you. We were on the patio at Java Monkey in Decatur, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I said a patio. That means there are four. No, strike that. There are three walls. And then there's an opening into an outdoor patio for people that had no idea there was going to be a comedy show. So some people were here to talk about important things, and now they realized a comedy show has come and completely hijacked their quality time with whether it's a Tinder date or maybe a family member they haven't seen in years that they're trying to rekindle an old flame, and the comedy show is here to ruin it all. So how about that for this evening, everybody? And you guys are in for a treat as well, because tonight, oh boy, now we're ready. Now we are ready. There's an ambulance, so if anybody dies of laughter, you will. Wow, I got the biggest laugh yet. Get him, Joel. Thank you. I love supportive heckles. Those are my favorite. Get him, Joel. If you die of laughter, everybody laughs like, oh, no, we haven't laughed at any of this yet. We've more been laughing ironically. So let me check the other mic. Check, check. Oh, boy. We're in business. So what, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to experience tonight as let me welcome you officially. There they go. You guys leaving? You said nah? You said, nah, nah, you're going to walk by the show after everything we've been through? Just to recall and recap, where have we have been in the show so far? The two ladies I referenced that we made eye contact, they were inside and I said, oh, we're about to start a comedy show. They're like, oh my gosh, what's it called? And I was like, it's on Hot Breath Podcast. It's called a Funny Monkey Radio Hour. And they were like, that sounds awesome. We should go. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go start it up right now. And then they disappeared. And then they reappeared 7 minutes later, walking past, knowing darn well there's only three walls in here. And that I'm going to see them walk by. So that was almost just like salt on the wound, where they're like, let's walk by that show we said we were going to go to, and then we're not going to go to. And they did. And you know what? They haven't thought about it again. But yet I'm making a whole fit about it. Because there are chairs here that are lonely. And it's just, you know, it's not fair to the chairs. It's not fair to the chairs. So, anyway, I'm sorry. They work so hard. They have, like, look at that posture. Where are you? Did a bird just fly in here? If the bird sits in the chair, even the bird was like, nah, I don't want to be in here. Even the bird is like, I can smell this is not going to be a good comedy show. Where's that ambulance? I'm going to go fly directly into that ambulance instead of listening to this comedy show. Anyway, I'm so sorry. But this is going to be fun. I guarantee it. Are they moving in? They're thinking about it. Oh, excuse me. I turned the audio down a little bit. All right. Because I'm a professional. Rule no- Are you guys leaving too? I'm not loud. The speakers are loud. Don't make this a race thing. You white people are so loud with your privilege. Speaking upright and confidently. Rule number three when you find a venue for a show, you don't only want there to be traffic, you want there to be loud enough proximity to their radio preferences. So when they are listening to that standard run-of-the-mill radio commercial, we all get in on the dump. Or J.G. Wentworth, whichever radio station you listen to, we all get the reference. J.G. Actually, they're not a sponsor of this. We're not going to shout out J.G. Wentworth. They don't pay the bills around here. They're not going to build the fourth wall. What's funny about talking about the setting on a podcast about there only being three walls is that kind of breaks the fourth wall. That's heady stuff. So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Joel Byers, and welcome to the Funny Monkey Radio Hour. You guys ready to have a good time tonight? Yeehaw! This is, of course, brought to you by the Hot Breath Network. That is a working title on the way here. But I'm starting a network called Hot Breath Network. Right now, it's hosting one podcast called Hot Breath. Is this one called anything with hot breath? No, it's Funny Monkey Radio Hour. Is that a branding mistake? TBD. Maybe that'll be the name of the podcast. Comedy show TBD. The comedy will be here because what I love about this and that you all came out to support and another is that Atlanta has one of the dopest comedy scenes in the country right now, and you're going to get a nice little hand picking of a couple newer ones, a couple more experienced ones. They're going to come up here, perform for you, and then we're going to sit down and do an interview with them. Now, does that not sound like dun 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 dun? This is a remix. The price is wrong. It's a remix. DJ Dial Up is what we're calling them. Brought to you by AOL. Shout out to AOL. That was the original LOL. Because it took so long to log on. It was just... All right. Well, this is a great start. I got to be honest. I'm already having a dandy time. So that's where it starts. The audience? No. As long as you're having a good time. So... This is what we're going to do, kids. Come up here a little bit performing. Thank you. We have some familiar faces in here as well and some new faces. So this is going to be a good mix of a little bit of both. I could just lie about who's in here on the podcast. Well, we have Barack Obama in here. Get Barack. He came. He shot me a text. Y'all, I didn't think he was actually going to pull up, though. Shout out to Barack. Give him a round of applause. He rode here in the ambulance. He's undercover, you know. Shout out to Barack. All right, nobody clapped for him. We're painting a picture for the podcast, people. So on the title, it's going to say, featuring Barack. They don't know who. Barack, that's a common name. That could be anybody. Just be, dude, Barack. Maybe it's The Rock. but from Jamaica, and they call him the Baraka. All right. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. How we're going to start this show is, you know what? Let's start with some jokes. So I was going to bring up someone who I have no idea who they are, but they've been here consistently, and it seems like this may be their last week, so we want to make sure that we give them some time to chase the dream. We're going to put them up next. First, we're going to give somebody with a little more umphin' in the gumption to really hit the ground running here. So you guys ready to bring up your first participant slash guest of the Funny Monkey Radio Hour? What do you guys say here? A lot of fake applause. We'll add it in post for my wife. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready? You ready? All right, I tell you what, this is how you do a show. You don't make a lineup. First off, make a show on a patio that only has how many? Three walls. Dun, 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 dun. And then you don't make a lineup. You just point to comedians in the audience. And you go, are you ready? And when they say no, you go, okay, are you ready? And they say yes. And you're like, well, then they are ready. So are you ready? Okay, so I pointed to the comedian. He said he's ready. And then I point to the audience. And they're like, ugh, we don't understand what's happening anymore. Right where I want you. So actually, we're going to start off with a young gun in this game. This dude actually does a lot of comedy online. He's big in the social media game. Now he's transitioning, taking that talent onto the live stage. You guys are in for a treat. He's definitely got a bright future in this comedy game. So please join me in welcoming to the Funny Monkey Radio Hour, the one they call Easy, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you, guys. How y'all doing out there? Y'all doing all right? Everybody doing cool? All right, well, recently I was in Dollar General shopping because I have no shame in it, and $40 still does a lot in Dollar General because it's a lot of stores that you can't do a lot with $40 with, like Target, you know, because for real, like they charge for parking. They charge you $20 for parking, and when you walk in the store, you got to have a minimum balance of $100 to shop in Target, so... Yeah, that's why I was in Dollar General. But while I was there, I was in the snack aisle, and it was this kid there. And he asked his mom for a snack, and his mom was, you know, kind of heavy set. You know what I mean? And then so he just yelled out, hey, mom, can I get these powder donuts on this aisle? And, like, automatically in my head, I heard my mom say, no. No, you can't. You can't have nothing. I told you not to ask for nothing before we left out the car, because that's what she's telling me all the time as a child. So that's what I heard. But the response from his mom shocked me. So he was like, hey, mom, can I have these powder donuts on this aisle? And she was like, yeah, son, where they at? What are you on, son? Where you at, baby? And I was like, what? Like, I was so shocked to the point, like, when I heard it, I just said to myself, you know what? I wish I had a fat mom growing up who loved snacks the same way I did as a kid, because I would have had every snack that I ever wanted, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that didn't work. But, well, one person was laughing, so it was cool. but like Joe said, I do videos on social media, and because of my videos, it's put me on a new platform to chase my dreams on a whole nother level. I've been able to gain a whole bunch of fans all over the world. Make people laugh all over the world, and my videos have been able to land me a boyfriend position with a stripper without going to the strip club. So y'all make some noise for that. Saved $100. And like dating a stripper is real tough, man, like especially being out with one, because you'll always run into those group of dudes who always want to know if you with that stripper, like if you with that girl, as if holding hands not enough. So we'll be walking down the street and we'll walk past a group of dudes and they'll be like, hey man, hey, that's you right there? Is that you? And I'll be like, yeah man, this me all day, every day. Yeah, until 10 o'clock, hey, man, I know what time she go to work. You ain't got to remind me. And then one day she corrected one of the dudes. She was like, and for your information, it's 11:30. I was like, what'd you say that for? She was like, you want them J's, right? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's 11:30. She hit stage at 11:30, not 10. Her name's Sunshine, Extra Sunshine. They gonna come out and see you. But when it happened, I only told like three people. I told my cousin, my dad, and my mom. And my cousin had like all the dumb stripper questions. He was like, so cuz, hey, when y'all sleep, do her ass still shake or do it stand still? I was like, it stands still, man. It stays still. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. I was like, all right, man, you can chill with that. And then he was like, so your girl a stripper, you ain't got no issue with that? I was like, nah, I don't have no issue with that. So you don't mind dudes coming in the club looking at your girl? I'm like, nah, man, that's her job. So would you get mad at me if I was going to your girl's job to look at her? I was like, nah, I wouldn't be mad, man. Cool, because I've been going. And you welcome for them J's on your feet, too. But that's my time, y'all. Thank you. My name is Easy Conway. Thank you. Thank you. Joel, I'm going to try to learn how to put the microphone back on the stand while you do that.
Easy comedy, everybody.
Yeah. There goes some light. There goes some more light. There we go.
Now we're talking.
Is that a Cleveland hat?
All right. We out here now. This is us doing an interview. You got a stool? Get you a stool right there, sir. We're doing this now.
What is going on, Joe?
So week three, we're gonna have a desk up here as well. Does anybody have an idea for a desk that can transport? You know, these mic stands I don't think are a good idea. In week two, we're already making big edits here, everybody. Let's go ahead and move that mic stand out of the way.
All right, let's move.
Let the audience know we're here for you.
Yes,
so, and that being said, if anybody has any questions you would want to ask any of the comedians, we have a Facebook page called Funny Monkey Comedy Carnival. Get on there, post a question, and we'll be sure to ask it on here. So just saying, don't everybody go at once. But even just one on there, just to validate for my wife that I'm out here doing big things.
It is big, man.
We out here. So yeah. Easy Comedy, great job, man. Did you guys like Easy? What did you guys think of Easy? Yeah?
Thanks.
How long you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy since I was, sketches since I was in 11th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing, like, sketches in the house with my sisters and, you know, we transitioned to the internet once it was available. And
the stand-up, how long you been doing that?
Oh, probably for about, I want to say 6 or 7 months.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's great.
Or, you know, maybe
you're
less,
natural.
Or, you know.
Maybe one clap for 6 or 7 months. Yeah, comedy's hard, man. This is no joke.
Thanks. Thank you.
What's it like taking stuff you like? Is you're funny online and then trying to be funny on stage? What's that life like?
I really try not to bring too much from like my Instagram to the stage.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want them to receive new material while I'm on stage. But you know, some of the characters that I do on Instagram, like my dad, you know, I will bring those characters to the stage. But
cool.
That's the only thing I will bring to the stage from Instagram is the characters, and you know.
Yeah, I could tell your act outs. You got really good act outs.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
going to those characters. Yeah, and then the stripper. I'd like to hear the stripper voice. What do you think about do the stripper voice? What would she sound like?
Where my money at? Where's my money? Give me my money. She never said it to me, but she...
That's what I was wondering. I didn't
to
know.
To the customers. Give me my money. I danced.
And what? How'd that relationship end?
I'm single now.
Ladies, he's single or gentlemen. You never know.
Yeah.
Throw it out there, see what sticks.
And she watching. She watching too somewhere.
Yeah, here she knows. She's like, oh, Easy done blowed up. Look at him on the patio. He done made it.
Yeah, we got to switch locations now.
I'm sorry, that wasn't her voice, I guess. I didn't do her voice.
That's her mom voice.
That's her mom voice?
Yeah,
okay.
That's her mom voice.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, what are your goals here in the comedy game, man? What are you trying to?
Just try to become the best comic I can become within myself, you know, and just try to leave a huge mark on stage as well as social media. So, you know, that's
wow.
The goal.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Easy Comedy. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank
Great
you.
Job, man.
Appreciate
Great job.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You can just put that here. I'll take this, you know. So it looks like we're going to need some stage hands. So I'm going to have to get on Craigslist or just see who's homeless and like, hey, you want to come inside? And, well, it's an epidemic here in Atlanta, okay? I'm employing people with shelter, okay? So don't get mad at me. It's not like I said we should use them to fill the potholes or anything like that. I'm sorry. I mean to offend you with homeless material. I'm too white to make homeless jokes, I know. So anyway, moving on to the next comedian. I think she said she's ready now. You ready now? She's gonna bring the thunder. This is a Atlanta comedy favorite, ladies and gentlemen. And we're actually doing a show together this Saturday at the Red Light Cafe here in Atlanta, if you want to come out, check us out. But I'm always enjoying her having her here at the Funny Monkey Radio Hour. So let's give her a round of applause. Miss Lulu Sutton, everybody! Yay, Lulu!
Jordan said my government name. I just go by Lulu. Y'all don't need to know my last name. How's everyone doing? Give a round of applause for Joel, your host. This stage. All right, Joel, they love you. All right, so for the last 12 years, I've been suffering from a disease called HMBD-GHST. Hope my baby daddy get his shit together. how many of y'all stalk y'all ex on social media? I do, yes. I feel as though it's my parental responsibility to stalk my baby daddy. Yes, the other day I was stalking his Facebook page and I seen where one of his followers, Toya, living her life to the fullest Jackson, had liked every single one of his profile pics. So now I'm stalking her. And as I was scrolling through her page, I seen where she had a picture where she was backing that ass up and it had 617 likes. Do you know it took me a half an hour to go through all 617 likes just to see that he liked her picture? So now, like a mad woman, I'm swiping through her page, and I just swiped all the way back to when Toya joined Facebook. Let me tell you something about Toya. She's been living her life to the fullest since 2005. Man, I got so mad, I had to send Facebook an email. I was like, I need y'all to create some type of feature that'll let me sort likes either alphabetically, ascending, descending, or do a control F or something. Because I use my whole lunch hour searching, swiping, and stalking them on Facebook. Don't you hate when that happens? You know what else I hate? My neighbors. I know the Bible says love thy neighbors, but God ain't never had to live in Ellenwood. Yeah, I've been hating my neighbors since I caught them playing tag with bullies with my car. Yeah, I mean, what happened to neighbors just borrowing a couple of sugar? My neighbors, they blocked my driveway. They done knocked over my mailbox about 3 or 4 times. I'm like, I just hate my neighbors. I have one neighbor, she's a Republican. And she always want to talk to me about politics. I'm like, Miss Lady, I'd rather you just shoot up my car than make me talk about politics. I don't want to do that. See, because I don't do politics. One, because I let my vote be my voice. And two, I don't know what the hell is going on. Every day is something different. I can't keep up with all that shit. And people are like, they scared to say the president's name. All I have to say is if Trump or Skillskin wants me to help build the wall, all he has to do is forgive my student loan debt. I'll show him how to build a wall. Hell, I have over 12 years experience of building an emotional wall. Ain't nobody been able to get over that wall yet. And what y'all think about Bessie DeVoe, the Secretary of Education? Did y'all see where they was blocking her from entering the school? They wouldn't let her enter the school? One of my neighbors was out there. I was like, what are you doing, Keisha? She was like, Bessie don't have no public school experience. I was like, bitch, you don't even have your GED, and you homeschooling your kids. Your class don't start till 4 o'clock every day when cheaters go off. You should be protesting your damn self. And have anybody ever been cheated on? I have. Sometimes. Yeah. Well, I found out that my ex was cheating on me. We were at a cookout. Long story short, do you know you can bust tires with a barbecue fork? It's all in the elbows. And baby, if them tires are bald, let me tell you, I got 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4. See, I had a flashback to when my mom used to take us on field trips to my daddy's girlfriend house. Yeah, my mom, she was like, we're gonna go on a field trip, girls. We was like, really, where are we going? She was like, we're going to your daddy's favorite amusement park. And then we pulled up in front of a house. We was like, this ain't no amusement park. She was like, yes, it is. This your daddy's whole house. I was like, daddy's whole house? Like, this don't have no rides, no games. She was like, we gonna play one game. It's called Tag You Ain't Shit with Daddy Tires. The object of the game is that the first one who busts the tires and run back to the car, you get 2 scoops of ice cream. You know how fast I bust that damn tire? But you know what I'm most scared of? I'm scared that I have 20 more years to work before I can retire. I mean, the retirement age, it used to be like 65, now it's 67. By the time it's time for me to retire, I'm gonna be dead. You know, see, and the main reason why I wanna retire is because I wanna go live in one of the nursing homes. See, because y'all just don't know. The nursing homes got a lot of old freaks up in there. See, I used to work in a nursing home, so I know. Okay? Y'all would be surprised at all the orgies that they be having going on in the nursing home. Seriously, like, when I worked in the nursing home, I had to go and get this lady. Her name was Louise, my patient Louise, out of one of the other patients' room. I was like, Louise, come on, you can't be in here. Y'all don't supposed to be having sex. She was like, well, look at all that dick. And I said, I see it, Louise. I said, but you can't be up in here. And Frank, then the patient name was Frank, he started cussing me out. I said, Frank, don't curse. I said, because I'm going to help you get that down. But Louise got to leave first. So that's why I really want to work and go retire so I can live in a nursing home. All right, that's my time. Thanks, you guys.
Lulu. Keep it going for Lulu, huh? Sorry. Don't want to put your government name out there. I see why now. You out here with people like Frank. Past. Is that how that job ended? You're like, Frank ratted on me.
Yeah.
You got a reputation.
Right, that's why you can't say my last name.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on blast there. Right. But very funny. Well done,
thank
Lulu.
You
guys enjoy Lulu.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, oh, they're just walking by. Don't worry about it. We're still working on that fourth wall.
Okay.
Still working on it. It's for the podcast.
All right.
Yeah, so is that actually true? Did you actually walk in on 2 old people having sex?
Yes, that is true. I used to work in a nursing home.
And what position were they in?
You really want stationary? They were stationary.
Stationary?
Stationary? Right? I don't know the position. I don't know the car.
How old are you? What? Stationary? I haven't seen. Am I going to have to go online and take Safe Search off and look up stationary?
But do you want me to tell you that I've seen two old people in doggy style? Do you want me to say doggy style?
I mean, that makes, we can all see doggy style stationary. Okay. We're like, there's paper involved?
Yes, and Frank had a big pen.
Hey! Dab on him. A big pen. Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about like a water bottle? What do you think? These chairs? How? This mic stand? Give us like a visual of his pen.
It was, well, what's big to me might not be big to everybody, so.
Well, don't backtrack now. You put us down the road. You're going to take us all the way.
It was nice.
Was it like a microphone?
Say, did you know what it mean when we say it was nice, right? It was nice. For an old man, it was nice.
All right, I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. You said stationary, and now you're like, it was nice. I was like, I don't know what. Tiptoeing. It was nice.
I made Joe turn red. He's red. His cheeks are actually red.
I don't know what that means. I've never been told nice before, so I don't know what nice means. I was like, well, let's see what Frank's talking about. She's like, it was nice. I was like, that sounds sarcastic. I don't. Sounds like something you would say to, how was Frank? He was nice. You know, he paid for everything.
Because first, we don't want to tell other women that if it was
good or bad. Because
nice.
You give us a second chance.
Yeah,
or
so we
just
don't
leave.
Want them to.
Okay. I don't know how we got down this road.
Yeah, right. So let's.
But I'm gonna go talk to my wife about stationary position. Okay.
Missionary, stationary, was it missionary? I don't know.
Missionary,
look,
I think.
I just do them. I don't know the name.
Ew, snap. We could get an audience participant. You want to come up here and reenact it? I don't know. Any nice men out there? We got a hand in the back. The dude alone by the door.
Y'all ain't going to pull a Bill Cosby on me.
Snap. But how long have you been doing comedy, by the way?
About 7 years.
Okay. Yeah. And we're doing a show together Saturday. You've done a couple of these. What? Let the people know about the show.
It's an all-ladies show, but
we're
inviting some of the friends of Sisters in Spanx. It's called Sisters in Spanx. It's an annual all-female show, but we are asking having some of the guys come to be on. Up the mic.
Oh, sorry. I cut the mic off when you said it's an all-female show and that I'm on it. He'll be fine. He's nice.
He's fine.
We'll just let Joel do it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it'll be at Red Light Cafe this Saturday.
Red Light Cafe.
Where can they get tickets or learn more about it?
There's a Groupon link for $8. So you can go on Groupon, look under Sisters in Spanx, or either go to Red Light Cafe website, and you can find tickets there as well.
And where can they get more info about you? It's like, is this going to be Lulu or Lulu Sutton right now? I don't know. Am I LinkedIn or am I linked out?
I have a website. It's lulucorell.com.
Dope. All right. Lulucorell.com. Give her a round of applause. Yep.
Thank you so much, Lulu.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. And I meant to ask Easy, where can they keep up with you on the internet?
Instagram, Facebook. YouTube, all of them at Easy Comedy, EAZY, 3 underscores and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My man. Appreciate it. All right. What's up? Your water? I don't want to be. You're throwing out these Bill Cosby allegations. I don't want to be touching your water. Like, I went to Funny Monkey Radio Hour, and boy, are my arms tired. That's like an old joke. An old airplane joke, but it ties in perfectly with your next comedian. So this will be interesting. Hey, so I like your honesty as an audience as well. Like, if I'm too mean, you're like, nah, we're just going to let you sit on that one alone, Joel. We're not going to go there with your old jokes and your homeless jokes. We're going to just let you deal with that on your own. And I appreciate that. So we now arrived to your next comedian. This gentleman, Taya, you ready to rock, sir? He's been here the past 2 weeks. He's yelled at me both times. But he got here super early this time. He was working out jokes with audience members that are no longer here because I guess they assumed he was next. But I don't really know what to expect. And what is your stage name? What shall we call you?
Patty Mac.
Okay. I thought you said Patty Melt at first. And I was like, whatever works, man. Okay. We'll save it for the stage. Sorry, don't blow all the jokes up front. I'm Irish. Hey. It's like, so I don't know what's about to happen, but comedy is comedy. And we're going to see what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you Patty Mac. For Patty Mac. Let's clap. It's going to take him a minute to get up here. You need your chair to sit down? Oh, yeah. Do you want to do it from your chair? From your seat? He wants to be in the spotlight. All right. Give it up for Patty Mac, everybody. We don't have insurance, so we don't have a fourth wall yet, so we definitely don't have insurance. There you go. Patty Mac, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I first of all, I want you guys to guess how old I am.
88. 26.
This one. No, I'm going to be 87 in July. So. Been all over the world. I've been to Korea. And I just want to say everything that during my life, I had a great life. No matter, I always made a good time out of a problem, you know, that type of person. So anyway, I'm going to start with poor Patty worked for Guinness Breweries. And every day for lunch, they could have a couple of pints of Guinness beer. But Patty had a couple of pints too many. So it's when, and he went back to work, and he slipped and fell into the vat of beer and drowned. So people finally found out about 2:30 in the afternoon. Says, oh, go get the priest. Get the priest, priest comes up. Would you give Patty the last rites? He fell into the vat of beer and drowned. Yes. He goes, would you go tell Mrs. Murphy her husband's dead? And I'll go to the, Mrs. Murphy, got some bad news. Patty fell into the vat of beer and drowned. She says, oh, that could have been a terrible, terrible death. She says, that wasn't too bad. I got three times to take a leak. So good. That one goes over. I'm good. Oh, okay. It's the beautiful weather we're having now. The pollen's driving me freaking nuts. Anyway, this old couple walking down the street. They're in their 80s, and they come to a chain link fence. They'll come to an alleyway, and down at the back in the bottom of the alleyway is a chain link fence. She said, dear, you remember 50 years ago, we made love against that fence. She said, let's do it again. She said, arms are flying, legs are flying, screaming and hollering. She gets all that, you never made love like that to me 50 years ago. He says, well, 50 years ago, that fence wasn't electrified. let's see. Poor John lived in this nursing home. He was there for years. And every day after dinner, he would go out in the garden, sit on a park bench, and contemplate his life. One day, he goes out there, and Becky sees him out there. So he looks so lonely out there. I wonder if I go out there, if you let me keep him company. John, can I sit down here and keep you company? She says, sure. So after about an hour or two, they're holding hands. She says, John, would you mind? Said to her, would you mind if I take it out? Will you hold it for me? So she says, well, okay. So he took it out, and he held it for him. So this went on for about 6-7 weeks. One day he goes out there and Patty's not there. She said, where the heck is Patty? She goes walking all over the grounds. He goes over by the pool and there's Nancy, and Nancy's holding up for him. She says, John, what does she have that I don't have? He says, Parkinson's. I'm glad you like that one. That's my best joke. Let's see, what else we got here? We got a, you know where you get the girl who has everything? Antibiotics. Once upon a time, there was two Chinese people, right? Now look how many. A gorilla escapes the zoo, runs into town, climbs the tallest tree, and the firemen spent all day trying to get him out of that tree. And they just couldn't get him out of the tree. So they looked in the yellow pages. Sure enough, there's Patty the gorilla catcher. Patty comes and he says, with his van, he says, how are you going to get him out of that tree? Come over to me, van, he says. He opens up the back of the van, he pulls out a length of rope, a ladder, a baseball bat, a gun, and a dog. How are you going to get up there and kill him with this stuff like that? So I'm going to climb up on the ladder. I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to hit the gorilla over the head with the baseball bat. He's going to fall to the ground, and the dog's going to grab him by the testicles and hold him there. One of the farmers says, what's the gun for? If I fall out of the tree first, shoot the dog. More? Huh? I got a couple. I got about 20 more.
Give him one more.
Okay, I have to find it. Oh, GD, thank goodness for iPhones. This is your new phone. Let's see. Okay. Let me see what I got here for you. I drew a blank. That's not funny. An Irishman, an Italian, and American were in a New York bar together. The Italian looks down at the end of the bar, and there's a guy sitting there in a robe with a hood, a beard, and sandals. So he asks the bartender, who's that down here in the end of things? I said, he says, I don't know, but I think it's Jesus. He says, well, if it's Jesus, the Italian said, send it down, send me your best Chianti. So he sends him down, takes a sip, he waves back. The Irishman says, send him down some Jameson whiskey. Sends him down some Jameson. He shakes it down. The Irishman says, send him down some really good Kentucky bourbon. Does that, shakes it down, he starts walking up. He says, look, I haven't been recognized like that in years. So I'm going to lay my hands upon you and cure any illnesses that you have. The Italian says, yeah, I got agita from the spaghetti sauce. He puts his hands on his belly and he's cured. The Irishman says, I get these terrible headaches from too much Guinness and too much Jameson's. He raises his head on and he's cured. He goes up to the American, oh, don't touch me, I'm on disability. Thank you very, very much. My first.
Whoa. Patty Mack.
Could you take that?
Yo.
Patty Mack.
There's a sleeper cell in
Pat
here.
Your ass.
We didn't know what to expect. How'd that feel, man? Oh, we're talking still. You can use the microphone.
Yeah. How'd we do?
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Was that your first time doing stand-up?
I do a couple in the bars around here, but that's the first time that for people just want to hear stand-up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, that was better than me, so I'm going to have a new writer. Oh, man. Oh, we're shaking hands now. Me and Patty Mack.
Me and Patty Mack. It's a fine Irish name it is.
Oh, was that an accent?
Hope so.
Oh my gosh, you're like a cool grandpa.
Great grandpa.
A great, how old are you?
I don't know.
You don't know how?
they're all ages, I forget them all.
Do you really not know how old you are? Did you escape from somewhere? No. Do we need to make a call? Do you work at Lulu's retirement home? Are you Frank after all these years?
Am I what?
See, he forgot the joke already. He already forgot the joke.
Well, I experienced them all. So.
It's good for you to be here tonight. I'm just kidding.
I live over here in the Renaissance.
Oh, here, talking to the microphone. We want to make sure. He just tapped me. That was great.
I live over here in the Renaissance.
Uh-huh.
And I took an Uber.
You took an Uber? This guy has an iPhone? He knows what Uber is? Man, you are defying all odds.
Yeah, he's
ready for the strip club. Easy knows a good plug. Easy's got the plug on strippers.
I was in the Korean War.
Wow.
I was there. I've been in the service 5 years, 2 months, and 16 days. I was in the Navy for a year and 2 months because I got into the Air Force because it got seasick. And you can't do that in the Navy. They said, join the Navy and see the world. All you see is water, because it's about. about 75% of the earth is water. Right?
Yeah. I'm just going to believe everything you say at this point.
Yes, I do not lie, only occasionally.
So did you do comedy like while you were in the military, or you always wanted to do it?
I've been doing comedy since I was in high school.
Oh.
We had a teacher called Doc Robinson in the history class, and we get done early, and all the boys would go in the back, and we start telling jokes. And that's how I learned.
That sounds illegal.
The secret of telling a good joke, you got to pause between each line.
I mean, it's true.
It's true.
I don't want to support
him,
but it's true.
You enter the other line. You know what I mean? So if you pause between each line, the person you just told a joke to understands it, and then sets you up in your mind to do the next line. So that it does work, and if you run it all to one thing, people don't understand what you're saying, and it works. So I've been doing it a long time, my friend.
All right, don't get cocky on us now, Patty. Man. Now he's a guru all of a sudden. He did good on a patio. Now he's like bestowing wisdom upon everyone.
I'm too old to be cocky.
Hey, should have slowed down a little bit. We would have got it, but. The idea was there. That's amazing. Wow. Patty Mac, where are you online? Can people follow you?
I haven't done anything except in the square here. Mac McGee's, Leon's.
Yeah?
I'm the squire of the square, they call me. So.
They call you the squire?
Squire of the square.
The squire of the square?
Yeah.
Is that like at the police precinct? That's what they call you? Or?
Well, no. No. Yeah. I'll tell you how. Well, they like me in this year.
Okay.
When my wife died last year, right?
Okay.
And we all went to the funeral. And every one of the owners of the brick store, and Leon's and Mac McGee's, they were there, the owners. That's how much I'm liked. I don't know. I don't know why they like me.
They didn't show up tonight, so they don't like you that much, I guess. Guys, you got to start laughing at this stuff. I'm like mean, but it's funny. Jeez, the way everybody's holding back. Joe, give him a break.
Great.
All right. Invite him next time. We'll put you on again.
Okay, I'll be back.
Patty Mac, everybody. Patty Mac. Wow. Nice job, everybody. Holy cow. That was incredible. Oh, boy. Can we get... Oh, gosh. Okay. I was a little worried there. Nice job, man. Holy cow. You did great. Man.
I told you.
I mean, you roll up in a walker and you yell at me about not getting on stage an hour after the show starts. I'm like, this guy probably won't remember this interaction. We'll just let him keep on rolling. But you know what? You know what? I was an ageist and a racist and a sexist. And I apologize to you, Patty Mac. Apologize to you in front of this audience and on this podcast. Podcasts are on the internet. They have, you know what? Last week, I was killing with this jerk stuff. I was mean, and it was hilarious, and they're like, whoa, Joel's really found his voice. And then tonight, every step of the way, all right, Joel, easy on the mean stuff. We're all just here trying. We're here supporting your show, and you're just going to degrade everything? So that's going to be the show every week. So just prepare that if you don't want to hear me be mean in context, then just don't show up. So that being said, I need you here, so please do come back. And like and subscribe to all my podcasters out there. And just to paint the picture, Patty Mac is wearing a golf polo with American flag golf bags and a Korea veteran hat and sweatpants. And he killed it. And the audience likes him more, and he will be the host next week. He will be from here on out. So you did great, man. So one more time for Patty Mac. Give him a round of applause. All right. So we just have two more this evening. I'm having a blast. How are you guys feeling out there? This is, I love it. All right. Relax, Patty Mac. Okay. Hey, this is not a mutiny in here. All right? He was funny. Cool. That's the point of a comedy show. It shouldn't be a surprise. You know, we went to that comedy show, and there was comedy there. And the comedians would not shut up about how much comedy was at the comedy show. But, yeah, you were funny. Welcome to the show. Hey, we got a couple newcomers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing, sir? Looking to do a little time, perhaps? I know, he texted me. Everybody relax. Jeez. Act like we're not woke out here. So, your next comedian coming to the stage. You ready to rock? You're looking? She's getting her phone ready. This is one of my favorite comedians in the city. We've done a lot of different shows together. She has really become one of the best in town. You guys are in for a treat. Give a round of applause. Sam Severin, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, thank you. Patty, you were so great. I loved you. I can't wait till next week when you're the new Joel. I mean, we've been on the Joel 3.0 for a while, and I upgraded to the Joel 5S, and I'm ready for new Joel. I love you. I love vintage Joe. I know it seems ironic he should be vintage, but it's you. I love you. Tell you a little bit about myself, just a couple facts about me real quick. I'm high. That is all. That is my couple facts. I'm high all the time, and I hate it. Oh, my God, it's a nightmare. I've spent the last 12 years trying to remember where I put down the thing I was just holding. And it's been a wild ride. Before I started smoking pot, I remember sometimes I'd do things. I'd run errands. They'd take like 20 to 45 minutes. I've been stoned for like 12, 13 years or so. Nothing during that whole time frame has ever taken me less than 47 hours. I've never done an errand in 20 minutes. What's that like? Oh, my God. Every single, like, trip for cat litter is like, well, I should probably look at the toothbrushes. Okay, they got different toughnesses of the bristles. That's a lot to take in. I got to go to another aisle and stare at somebody for too long, probably. Oh, man. I wish pot were legal. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but I think it should be legal, at least for girls, right? Like, women just hurt a lot. And I don't want to imply that, like, men don't hurt a lot. Of course, we all hurt a lot. We all feel pain. We're all alive. That's part of it. But when women feel pain, we're not allowed to talk about it, and no one gives a shit. So I think I should be subsidized my pot. I was out earlier this week. I was out at a bar, and I was super annoyed by this interaction I had. I was in a terrible mood. I'd been reading the news all day, so I was crying all day. I was just angry. I was just thinking about a lot of things I was upset about. I was in a terrible mood, and this girl comes up to me, you know, with like a bunch of bracelets on, like festival babe, and was like, "Hey, oh my God. I love your energy. Wow, who are you? Your energy is like so good." And I was so upset because I was like, what do you know about energy? What do you like about this energy? You are either not a good person who can't read energy, or what you meant to say was you liked my outfit. A lot of people get those confused. So, you know, if you get online or watch the awards or whatever, you know, the Me Too movement and the Time's Up buttons are really changing the way people think about their actions, you know. And I see in my own life, you know, men are really cautious. Like, a lot of the men I know are very respectful, good people, and they don't want to upset anybody. The other day this was a couple months ago, I was really sick, I had the flu or something, and I posted something about it on social media, something really funny, of course. One of my buddies messaged me and was like, "Hey, I saw you weren't feeling well, I hope you feel better." And I was like, "Thank you so much, I really appreciate that, I'm so glad you're my friend, that's great." Ran into him later and he was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know, I wasn't trying to imply that, like, you're not, like, a strong, independent woman. Like, that's not what I was trying to say. I just wanted to say, you know, feel better. So I just wanted to say, like, I'm, you know, I think you're strong." I was like, is that what you think this is about? Like, is that really how crazy everything else sounds to you? Like, women being like, "Hey, don't rape us." Men are like, "I don't know if I can say get well soon. What? The whole rug has been pulled out from under me. Am I allowed to say have a good night?" It's like, yeah? What do you think we're all mad about? I feel like I'm in a perpetual fight with a shitty boyfriend who doesn't listen. He's just like, "Yeah, I know you're mad about the dishes, so I threw them all away." It was, what? That's not ever what I said. My skin's not great. And it's because I pick at it a lot, because there's bugs underneath it, whatever. I was looking up, I was like, "Oh my God, I'm getting older, and wrinkles are coming in, and those are not helping the acne scars, they're enemies, this is bad." So I got online, I looked up, like, some, you know, spa in town, and I was going to book a facial, and I saw that, I went to go put in my info, and I was stopped dead in my tracks when I realized a facial is $200. That's most of my rent. I was like, "Oh my God." If I like lived some kind of life where I was just like, "Oh yeah, I'll just drop $200. Like, I won't even think about it. I'll just, if I could just drop $200, my skin wouldn't fucking look like this." I wouldn't need the facial. Well, okay. One Day I Hope I'm as Funny as Patty. Thanks so much for having me. I've been Sam Severin. Give it up for Joel's last week.
Sam Severin, everybody. Give her another round of applause.
Thank you.
Well done. All right. How'd you feel? How'd that feel, Sam?
It was okay. It felt normal.
Felt normal?
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about it?
Do you guys feel normal?
Yeah? Seemed like a lot of new stuff in there.
Yeah. In the summer, I think better, so I like write a lot more in the summer.
Does that mean you're high more in the summer?
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
But in the winter, I'm cold.
Oh, you don't. But in the summer,
it's
you feel
chilly. Yeah. I'm not so cold. I have more like I can think better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that how you usually write? Is you just think, or do you actually pen to paper?
I just try to think. Which is not easy. A lot of time, a lot of jokes will come from like conversations. Like I actually text Jen Lenny, a super good comedian in town. If you ever see her name on a poster, we were talking yesterday and I was like, you know, someone made a joke that was like, I don't want it to be like if I don't want anyone to say I hate women cause I didn't. And we were both just like, do they all think we're just making up a fake? So yeah, I'll just steal things Jen said, and I'll text her and be like, hey, do you want this to be a joke, or can I have it? And she said, you can have it. So that's how I write.
Yeah.
Is when Jen says I can have it.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that with Patty Mac, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start stealing his material.
He's so good.
Nice. And do you run any shows or have any shows coming up?
I have a new show coming up. Andrew Michael and I, we have a lot of Andrews around town. Andrew mm-hmm. Michael and I are starting a new show called Skeleton Night Live at the Bakery, June 13th. Oh. And I have an album recording, hopefully. We'll see.
What?
Maybe I'll just throw the
tapes
away. But we're going to record it and throw them away at Flicker Bar in Athens in July 23rd.
What?
I'm not going to remember.
Recording an album. That's great.
We'll see.
How long have you been doing comedy?
6 years.
That's great.
I think it is.
Congratulations. Thank you. Well, please let the people know where they can follow you and keep up with all your good stuff.
Instagram at Have You Heard of Nirvana?
Is that, do you have that tattooed somewhere?
I have a couple Nirvana tattoos, but I don't have it. It's just, you know, I just feel guilty that my favorite band is a band that. It's for everybody, you know. It's just like the dumb, like, yeah, everybody knows fucking Nirvana.
Have you heard of Nirvana?
That's me. That's an impression of me.
What is your favorite Nirvana tattoo?
This one right here, I think it says do the twist.
On your forearm.
You get it
se.
If you're a real fan. I don't have to explain
it. Any B-sides out there? Anybody know the deep cuts of Nirvana?
It's better if there's not.
Sounds like they're all somewhere depressed, I guess. But anyway, yeah. So, and Facebook, Sam Severin?
Yes, Facebook, Sam Severin.
Well,
two M's.
Keep up the great work. Sam Severin
Thank
with
you.
Two M's, everybody. Great job. Congratulations. Yeehaw. Well done, Sam Severin. One of my favorites. Always so funny. And I tell you what, coming up next, another one of my favorites here. This dude, you can actually hear on the Hot Breath podcast. Anybody listen to Hot Breath podcast out there? Anybody? Well, if you're listening to this, you're listening right now. So congratulations. But that being said, this guy's been on there. He's been on a bunch of cool stuff. He is one of the faces of Atlanta comedy. He still lives here, but he goes forth into the comedy world, spreading the Atlanta comedy gospel. He has a couple big things coming up this summer. This is a name you guys are only going to get more familiar with as his career progresses. Please give it up for the one and only, David Perdue!
What up, what up, what up? Everybody good? Yeah. Okay, cool. Question, do we think America is better now, or was it better 8 or 9 years ago? What are we feeling? How are we feeling about America? You think it's, clap it up if you think America is better right now. No one. That's fair, right? I think, I'm an opposite. I think America is better now than it was 9 years ago. Not saying it wasn't great 9 years ago. I do think America's gotten better. And I say that America's gotten better because we've gotten to a point in America where white women are afraid to call the police on black people a little bit more than they used to be. I'm not saying they're not doing it. Not saying they're not doing it. What I'm saying is they now know the power of the internet, and your ass will get roasted if you do too much extra shit. We didn't have that 9 years ago. 9 years ago, people were just picking up the phone. Like, I think they're outside. They might be playing basketball or a drug deal. I can't tell. Like, now they're like, should I do? Do I want to be on a T-shirt and the mockery of all the internet? You know what I'm saying? Like, this progress. We shut down Starbucks because of white people. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, because of the shame that we put on Starbucks for just being upset that black people were at Starbucks. Starbucks took a whole day off to be like, we got to reconsider our stance on what we've been doing. You understand how significant that is? Starbucks was designed not to be for black people. And they were like, we got to rethink this because sales are hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? They did. There's nothing about Starbucks designed for black people. They make fucking pumpkin spice lattes. That's the anti-black people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think people think we're going to go like we're doomed as a country. Who thinks this is the end? You think this is the end? I don't think this is the end at all. I don't think he's going to kill us. Everybody thinks we're going to die. Everybody thinks he's going to kill us. I don't think we're going to kill us. I think what's happening is, anybody got little brothers and sisters? Okay, here's what I think is happening in America. You ever had like a video game, you had to play with your brother or sister, right? Your mom's like, you got to play with them. And then what you did, if you was smart, what you did was you handed them controller. You could play, and then you unplugged the controller. I think that's what's, because think about, we're not going to lose. Like, America makes too much fucking money to just let this idiot kill us all. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, this is a money game. You know what I mean? We're not just going to lose it all because we fucked up and let some asshole become president. You know what I mean? It's too much money at stake. I think we're fine. Just know that right now, you know what I'm saying, that the plug is a little bit pulled from the president. He's just mashing the controllers, just like, yeah, North Korea is stupid. And we're like, keep playing. You know what I mean? Just keep it up. I still go to the bank. Still go to the bank because I like seeing people, not because I have money to put in there for real, but just... Just because I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can online bank, but like, I don't know, it's fun. I go to my bank regularly just to like be around people, but I didn't realize till recently like how like Southern I am, like how Southern my existence, how like country my existence was. Like, I grew up in I grew up in like Mayberry, basically. You know what I mean? Like, I was in line at the bank and I was waiting to go deposit a check, and I heard this conversation behind me. It was two people, one black, one white. That doesn't even matter, but just know it was two old white and black women. And one said to the other, she was like, look here, listen, Charlotte, I can't, you know, I gotta tell you, I just can't get around to killing my goats. I can't get around to killing my goats because I done named them all. And once you name them, it's very hard to kill them. I know it's good meat, but I can't get around to killing my goats, right? And the other lady was like, oh, I get you totally, Rachel. I done named all my chickens, and I'd be damned if I kill any of my chickens because I done named them all. Their faces is cute, right? That's what they said. And I'm in line. I'm like, I'm a fucking Mayberry. I got to get the fuck up out of here. This is the weirdest conversation ever. That's a very Southern conversation. Can we admit that? That's a very, like, Southern conversation. That's not the most Southern thing about my bank. The most Southern thing about my bank is the fact that less than 1,000 feet from my bank, less than 1,000 feet, which is not a lot of feet, right? Like, it's a walking distance. Less than 1,000 feet from my bank is a Confederate gravesite. Everybody always gets quiet there. They're like, they're dead. That's the best part about them. You know what I mean? They're dead. They're not zombies. You might believe in zombies. Don't believe in zombies. They're not real. I'm fine. A Confederate gravesite. Do you understand what that means? I mean, all right, who's ever been to a bank? You've been to a bank? Clap it up if you've been to a bank. Most of us, right? You know, when you go to a bank, you deposit a check, you do a few things, right? You do a little bit of reading. You do a little writing. You know what I mean? A little bit of math, right? When you go to a bank, you do all three of those things, right? That means I'm doing a little reading, writing, a little bit of math, less than 1,000 feet away from where people's last dying breath was, whatever you do, don't let them niggas read. And then they died. And here I am. Every time I get a check, no matter how big the check is, I go to that bank. And what I like to do after I get my like deposit slip back and I get my receipt or whatever, I like to go to that Confederate grave site. And what I like to do is cut up in little pieces my checks, you know what I mean? Like the receipts and shit, I like cut up and then sprinkle them over graves. I just sprinkle them over graves. I do. And then I sprinkle them. And then after I get done sprinkling, and there's no good reason to sprinkle it other than in my mind, I think, like, I don't know, like a little flower or bloom from there. But here's what I love to do. My favorite part, after I sprinkle them on the graves, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I just dance on all the graves. I just dance on all the graves. No matter how big or small the check is. I got a $5 check one time. It was the greatest $5 check I've ever got in my life. I just sprinkled them on the graves and I had a good time. I'm just saying, white people can do that too. You can just like, I don't like my ancestors. You can do that shit too. Come with me. It's fun. It's a great time. Anyway, Yeah, that's my time. My name is David Perdue. Appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah. David Perdue, huh? David Perdue. What it do?
What up?
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, man.
Thank you for having me. Fist pound, what's up?
My man.
My dude, how you
doing? You looked
though?
Right at me when you're like, white people can do this too, you know? You evil white devil cracker with hard R, you.
You know, I've never said cracker. I never saw the point of cracker. You think I would say cracker to you?
What do you say?
It's a pointless word, cracker. Do you feel anything when someone says cracker?
No.
Exactly. Why would I use it? There's other
cracker,
words.
Cracker, though. Cracker. You know, I feel something when they say cracker.
Do you really?
Like it's a brotherhood, you know?
Oh, you feel a kindred spirit when you hear cracker.
Yeah, cracker. That's
more reason for me not to say it. I don't want you feeling
comfortable. Oh, you feel empowered with the C word.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to put words in your mouth. What do you guys call white people behind our backs?
White people.
Just white people? Nothing cool?
Yeah. It's think we got a secret name? You would have heard it already. You know what I'm
Word?
Saying? Yeah, there's no like secret name. Honky's been there for a long time.
Honkies? I like it. Homies and honkies, though. Homies and honkies is
nice. Yeah, when is the last time you heard someone call you a honky? What 70s movie were you watching when you heard that shit?
So that's why I didn't know if it was behind the scenes.
No, we just like, that didn't work, and we gave it up. But you can keep using it if you want to.
I do use it.
You do use it. You're the only person I've ever heard use it in the last 10 years, and I'm like, you got to stop doing it to himself.
I'm going to have a merch and everything.
Yeah, no.
I'm just embracing the decline of the white man.
Oh, you think y'all are done?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They're not done.
They're still going?
Come on, man.
I mean, there's shades to this white. You
there
know?
Are shades, but so y'all not going to go down without a fight. It's just, it's not, you know what I mean? It's a rough quarter. You know what I'm saying?
It's a rough quarter.
It's a rough quarter.
It's
just like
quarter.
Golden State. The Golden State Warriors, they had a rough first half. Yeah. Everybody's like, they're going to lose. But I was like, if you know what they're about, they got too much firepower. Just go out that easy. That's a basketball reference. I'm sorry if you don't watch basketball. They always win.
Sorry, we're talking about white people and then basketball. Those two don't combine.
I was trying to bring it home. Those two don't mix. I was trying to bring it home.
See, I was just going to lay down and be like, well, it's over for us. The crackers went stale. It's fine.
No, some of you are done. Let me be very clear. Some of you are done.
Okay.
But just don't be the ones that's done. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You might be done. You're too nice. You might be done.
Too nice?
Yeah. It's only ruthless white dudes is going to win in the future.
I married an Asian lady. You know, I outsourced. Well, I gave up. You know, I'm
you
like,
did.
Whatever.
You did. You were probably so close. And then you were like, and you just gave up.
That's just how I feel about it.
That's fine. That's
fine. I don't want to be.
I hope it works out for you.
It's going great. Okay. I have a dog. Did I mention?
I do know about the dog.
I'm
heard about the
potty
dog.
Train now. This is
solid.
Great.
Solid. You'll be all right.
All right. You know, I trust your opinion. You're a voice of the community.
Okay.
And like, I feel like as soon as I went and saw Black Panther.
Yeah.
And got like this new Wakanda woke, I was like.
You keep saying so many things that no one else says. Wakanda woke.
I'm just making hashtags out here.
Okay.
And I was like, I think there's a revolution happening, and I'm not a part of it. And
you thought Black Panther made you a part of it?
No, that made me realize,
you missed it.
Shit's popping, and I'm not one of the poppers.
Yeah. That's white existence. Shit's popping. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why shit's popping, and y'all late to a lot of things.
Okay.
Again, you'll be fine. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be fine.
You're a nice white guy. I'm sure this your personal color take you in when the apocalypse hits. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
The white apocalypse.
Yeah, man. The white apocalypse hits.
I'm like looking to you for wisdom. Like you have these necklaces on, these beaded necklaces. I'm like,
poser.
This is Neo.
Poser.
This,
I'm a poser.
You're a poser?
My friend makes these out in Dallas. I buy them for like $30. There's nothing spiritual about any of these things.
I
forgot our Instagram name. But
you don't even remember.
Chantilly Lace, if you're Chantilly Lace. But that's
yeah, we can spell that. Yeah.
Sure.
Whoever's just driving.
Imagine
right
it.
Now.
Imagine it. Imagine it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got your comedy career. How long you been into this?
It'll be 8 years in October.
8 years in October.
Yeah.
My man. Yeah. I just hit 8 years in February.
Congrats, man.
So we out here.
We are out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you since day one.
One clap. We have been down since
day one.
A1 day one.
A1 day one. Yeah, man.
Now look at us.
Yeah.
On the patio.
On the patio.
Doing comedy.
Sweating our asses off under this light.
Sorry, we'll get you out of here, man.
No, I'm good.
What are your moves here in comedy? What you got coming up?
So this summer we talked about this earlier this summer. I'll be on the Oprah Network. She has a new show called Thank You.
Yeah.
It's a new show called Love Is is by the same people who, the same couple who brought you like Black Lightning and Girlfriends and The Game, The Kills. They're dope. So like I'm in that. I'm in like a few episodes in that. And then also this summer on True TV, the show called Misfits and Monsters, and I'll be in that too. So yeah.
Boom, boom.
All right here in Atlanta. That's what we always talk about. All right here in Atlanta. I didn't go to LA for that. That happened all here in Atlanta, so I'm very proud of that.
And where can people keep up with you?
DavidPurdueComedy.com. I'm not the senator, so I had to put the comedy. No, I get weird messages all the time from people
really?
Who think I got one. Can I read one?
I got one, man.
The other day from someone, and then I just screenshot them because it's just like, and then it's just always weird. Let me see. Yeah, David Purdue Comedy or Instagram or Twitter is Do or Die, DUEORDIE. Let's see. All right. This is one I got from someone named Jill. I have no idea who Jill is. It's like a video of David Perdue, I think, on like Fox or something. She tagged me in it. She says, how about you ask China to stop the meat farms and rule out dogs in restaurants for lunch and dinner, please? Will you talk to them first? Exclamation point. Let's end this totally. Thank you, Jill, student of law. She made sure that she knew that I knew she was a student of law. So that's a real person. If that is your auntie or somebody you know, tell them leave me the fuck alone.
All right. David Perdue, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Nice work, man. Nice work. All right. Thanks for coming out, everybody. This has been fun. We have we have one more. This dude, he's in town for the Atlanta Fringe Festival, and he seems really weird, so we're going to give him a couple minutes. From the hey, Dick. His name's Dick as well. Are you wanting to come up here into the spot? He's ready. Are you going to do time, sir in the hat? You want to do some time? You want to give him a little love? Cat. Hey, Cat, will you take a picture with me up here? In front of these people? We got good light, and it's in front of everyone. So that it's on the record. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Cat Williams, everybody. Got it? Thank you, sir. Thanks. You're welcome anytime. Long live comedy. All right. So we have one more for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you never know who knows about the show, so definitely let people know. And as we end here, we have no idea what's about to happen, but this guy's in town for the Atlanta Fringe Festival next week, so I was like, he probably has something weird to do, so while he's passing through. So ladies and gentlemen, make some noise, Dick Satori, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows what's going to happen?
Thank you, guys. What's up? What's up? Tell you guys a little bit too much about myself. 6 years ago, I got arrested and charged with possession with intent to manufacture and distribute. Was facing 40 years. And but now I've got 4 years clean and sober. And I'm in Atlanta living in a Sprinter van. That's right. That's what happens when you set your goals on probation, guys. You wind up in a half bedroom, no bath, down at the Walmart Astoria. But you don't know success until you've traveled this great country of ours, sleeping at the Planet Fitness and peeing in a coolant canister. You gotta smell it to believe it. But I find it ironic, the entire time I was a raging drug addict, never once homeless. 4 years clean, living the dream. All right. But, you know, I recently got my yoga teaching certification. You can give it up for that. I'm officially an unemployed yoga teacher. But there's a lot of similarities between being a yogi and a drug addict, I found out. Brought me to levels I did not think were humanly possible. lots of awkward positions, and for some reason winding up in a statue behind the park, like wearing a leg warmer, sweating in the winter. So, but I just spent all my time doing comedy, recovery, and yoga. Comedy, recovery, yoga, just, I want to just combine it into one, call it Cry. I'll be having a meeting in my van after the show if anybody would like to join me. That's what I'll be doing in my pillow in the van this evening. But no, I haven't had a drink in a while, and I don't know what I would do if someone like offered me a beer other than probably try to stick my dick in it. I think that would feel cool. Or if you brought me a pitcher of beer, who knows? I'd probably teabag it. And nobody wants to drink. Yeah, I'm clearly not the poster boy for recovery. I don't even know what that would look like, you know? Like, I don't even know, what would be a worse commercial, do you think? A commercial for sobriety or a commercial for hard drugs? Like, sobriety would be like, he's the most interesting man in the church basement. Reality, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm dealing with it, sort of. Or the commercial for drugs, are you tired of paying your bills on time? Friends and family trust you too much. Well, in just 12 months, you can lose your girlfriend, your kid, and your teeth. But wait, there's less. Act now when you throw in the towel, throw in the casket. Yeah. So, I'm here for the Atlanta Fringe Festival. I got some flyers inside. The show's called Monkey Off Back, Circus Still in Town. I was in the circus as a kid, and I like to tell people that I ran away from home and joined the circus, but the truth is, like, my parents were like, we'll give you a lift. Like, seriously. Man. But a lot of times people want to know what was your rock bottom. I could tell you what my rock bottom should have been. When I gave my ex-girlfriend a hug and she was like, is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? I know it was a weird accent. She's from Montreal. And I was like, no, that's a crack pipe in the pouch of my jockstrap. Oh, fuck. Wasn't even when I got arrested. Not even when I swallowed the 80 rock when I did get arrested. But it was 3 days later, to be exact, when the 80 rock finally came out of my bottom. And I thought about smoking it. And then I smoked it. I know. But it was the best shit I ever smoked, I gotta tell you. And everything worked out in the end. So that joke's called Butt Crack. Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm trying to think what I'd like to share with you guys else going on. Okay, that's a sure way to get the light. Stall on a 5-minute set. But... Anything you guys might want to know about me, you'd like to hear maybe more on? A little bit of improv here, sort of. It's not going to be improvised. I'm just looking for a cue. All right, Korean War, give it up. We have a war hero here. I don't know, maybe, don't know. I am I'm a veteran, too, of the drug war. And and I actually founded Cowboys Opposed to War. I'm a COW. Actually stood for Cowboys Opposed to Fake-Ass Wannabe Cowboys and Their Illegal Wars. Remember George Bush? But cow was just easier to fit on my sign, you know. But yeah, I want to end weak. Now, let's see. What can I share with you guys? Do we have any classic hip-hop fans here? Any classic? I can't see you guys because of the lights. Just wave your hands in the air. Just wave them like you just don't care. There we go. Go Bach, go Beethoven. Too classic. All right. I'm Dick Satori. You guys have been a lot of fun. Give it up for Joel. Thank you for having me on your show, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Oh, we're doing all right,
this.
Dick.
All right.
We're doing this.
Strap on. I mean, strap in.
Sounds crazy, man. You're in the circus and a drug addict that's doing comedy and living in a van.
Yes.
That's your Wikipedia page, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. I'm a recovering clown, a recovering drug addict, but I am currently living in a van, currently doing comedy. I'm now addicted to comedy.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it compare to the illicit substance?
The illicit? I like it because the come down is so much cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You won't find me walking the streets at 4 a.m. looking for an open mic. So we got that good mic.
Hilarious.
Knock, knock. fuck, it's a police. No.
What was your rock bottom?
Rock bottom. Well, like it was this whole kind of day. Yeah, I kind of touched on it. I'll give you guys. There's many things that could have been my rock bottom, but so I was like in my happy place, which was the bathroom, because I could lock the front door and another door, and I'd have like my crack pipe rolled up like a shiv and a toilet paper with the fingerprints rolled up, like hidden behind the toilet seat.
Whoa!
And I go to take a hit, and it sounds like cookies baking, smells like vanilla, feels like an atom bomb going off in your crown chakra. You know what I'm talking about. And
Yoga. He's bringing in yoga now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in downward dog. The pipe and child's pose.
Right. And, you know, I hear helicopters over the overhead, and it's like, I hear this voice going, we've got the place surrounded, surrounded. And I'm like looking around. I know the voice isn't coming from my head. That would be crazy. So I take another hit of crack and,
you know, to level out.
And they say, he's got his stash in the peanut butter jar. And I'm like, fuck, how do they know about the peanut butter jar? That's an amazing hiding spot. So now I'm curled up like a pube behind the toilet in child's pose. And I have I have a moment of clarity, as some people call it. I took another hit of crack. Yeah. But then I realized the voice was actually the bathroom fan just going. I had an auditory hallucination.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not crazy. I'm fucking insane. So
and that pushed you to
that pushed
comedy.
Me to go get out of the get out of the house and go down to the friendly neighborhood crack house where the actual police bust in, and I jumped out a first story window, and I never went back for about 3 hours.
There's that timing the Patty was talking about.
The window was actually a mirror. I jumped out, I found out
what,
but yeah. It's a metaphor. It's actually a metaphor. But
you jump.
I did jump out of a window, but
theatrically
it was a metaphor
for a mirror.
For what?
The mirror was a metaphor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but no, it was probably getting getting arrested. That that sucked.
Well, comedy ain't much better, man. So I'm sorry, but now this is like a. Patio comedy is pretty close, I guess. I can't compare it to crack.
This is good. This is good. This is like having someone blow ecstasy up your ass, I guess. I love this.
Have you done it?
But I imagine this feels really good right now. I'm trying to describe it.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you guys.
This show took a
turn.
Thank
you for your service.
Thank you for your service to comedy.
Oh, but thank
you. And where can they keep up with you and check out your show and all
that? If you're on Facebook at Circus Still in Town. The website is circusstillintown.com, and there's a link to my Instagram on there, which of course is at Dick Jokes.
Dick Jokes. That's your Instagram?
That's my Instagram.
Wow. Give it up for at Dick Jokes, everybody.
Thank you.
Nice work, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And what's your favorite podcast? Yeah, he's a hot member of the Hot Breathiverse there. That's how you get on this show. Just come up to me and be like, I love your podcast. And then if you know the name of it, then you'll get on. So, or just do a lot of crack. I mean, you guys are so... It's like when I say something, you guys are like... All right, well, he's not the other people, so I don't really care about what he says. Okay. This is a safe space, okay? We're doing this. And this was it. You know, next week, I just want to give you a heads up. My comedy class is prepping for their grad show. So we won't be doing the Funny Monkey Radio Hour. It'll just be your standard stand-up show. And then from here on out, we will be doing these every week where we interview comedians about their performance or their drug use. So you never know what it's going to be, but I appreciate you guys coming out for being a part of the Funny Monkey Comedy Hour. I'm Joel Byers. Have a good night. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's good sound for the mics. Yeah. All right, hot brethren and sistren, yes, Cat Williams did stop by my show. And yes, since then, my show has been ended because the venue got new ownership and management and they're completely rebranding. They stopped selling alcohol and they're starting to serve brunch and the show's over. But I would,
in a blue sky world, I would like to travel around with this format and come to your scene, interview local comedians and see them perform and give them a platform to get more exposure. So if this is something you're interested in and that we could collaborate on, hey, hit me up, hotbreathpod@gmail.com or hotbreathpod on all social media. Let's connect. Let's build. That's part of the community I'm trying to build. So this is a step in that direction with the Hot Breath Radio Hour. I'm trying new stuff here, all right? You know, it's I'm trying to build this by doing the same things. So now this week I found inspiration and, hey, if you want change, what are you changing to achieve that change? So this week we're making a lot of change with Hot Breath. And with your feedback, we can start to make the change in the right direction. But for now, it's like, hey, progress, not perfection. So Hot Breath Radio Hour is yours. I have a couple more. If you would like me to post them, let me know. But otherwise, keep grinding out there, kids. I know comedy out there, it ain't easy, but it's worth it. So anything I can do to help you along the way or help each other, you know, I have the Hot Breath Network comedy group. It's a Hot Breath Comedy Network. It's a group on Facebook. Go ahead and join that, and we can all start to collaborate and discuss and learn from each other. But thanks for your time. I know we got good interviews, but now we're trying to create good content as well around the Hot Breath Network. So thank you so much, Hot Brethren and Sistren. I'm Joel Byers, and we'll see you on Monday. We got an exciting one with Tamara Goins. Don't forget, she's the head of comedy at Innovative Comedy or Innovative Artists out in LA. It's gonna be a good one. See you then.
Peace.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.